We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, that's right. Rubber ducky.
Oh, rubber ducky.
I love you, rubber ducky. Although, honestly, I love Ernie more. I mean, who didn't love Ernie? John, you liked Ernie more than Bert,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, it would have to be a real curmudgeon to like Bert more than Ernie. Ernie was just more likable, more lovable. All right, Jetta Cameron, John Richie, as we get ready for the, of course, the Phillies coming up in now 3 hours here on WIP, but also for the Eagles in 2 days. On WIP, as the Eagles will be out in the desert versus Arizona, the Cardinals. The Cardinals, they have moved around quite a bit through the years, from Chicago to St. Louis to Arizona over the last 30 or so years. But they have found their way inside the bathtub time machine as we go inside Eagles, Cardinals, history, the good and the bad through the years. And there really are some memorable games on both sides of the ledger. I start in 1991. Now, a lot of people might not remember this one. I was at this game. This game was a disaster. The Eagles in 1991, week two, they lost at home, John, 26-10. On the surface, doesn't seem that bad. But consider these circumstances. They lost to a bad Cardinals team. It was the first game without Randall Cunningham because he had just gotten injured in Green Bay. So we're all completely freaked out because they don't show up for this game. This was the game in which Norman Brandman presented Mike Quick with the empty golf bag for Mike's retirement. And the Eagles got beat by a punter. Yeah, that's right, a punter. Tom Tupa.
Oh, my God, I forgot about this.
Who, John, was a 17-year punter in the National Football League, had a couple of games as a quarterback. He only completed 6 passes that day. But they went for an astounding 218 yards.
What?
218 yards on 6 completions.
That, like, I can hardly
it's
believe that.
Like, impossible. But it happened, and the Eagles lost that day. But that is certainly, as bad as that was, certainly not the Eagles' worst loss in modern times to the Arizona Cardinals. Because, ladies and gentlemen, 2008, and I don't want to dwell on it long, but I'll just say, broke our heart. Break our heart. I mean, the Eagles, you know, they get into the playoffs with that 44-6 win over Dallas. They beat Minnesota in the first round. They beat the Giants in the second round. We all knew it was kind of, I don't want to say a last hurrah, but near a last hurrah for Donovan and Dawk.
Well,
it
was a last hurrah. It
ultimately turned into it. It was Brian Dawkins' last game with the Eagles.
Yeah.
It was Jim Johnson's last game with the Eagles. You might remember Jim Johnson, of course, sick. He was up in the booth. He wasn't down on the field. And it was just an awful game. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald in the NFC Championship game had 3 first half touchdowns. Eagles are down 24-6 at the half. Now, Donovan played in the third quarter, I thought, the best ball of his entire career. And the Eagles came back with 3 straight touchdowns to take the lead 25-24 on a pass to Deshaun. But then Kurt Warner came right back down the field. Plus a 2-point conversion. Plus the ridiculous Kevin Curtis play when the Eagles got the ball back and he was like on his knees and he like dropped the ball or something. And the dream of that unit, that group winning a Super Bowl, died in the desert that day in the NFC Championship game. But I certainly do not want to talk about the negative when I think of the Eagles and the Cardinals through the years. I want to talk about the good times. I want to talk about the great times. Many might not know, but the Philadelphia Eagles won their first championship ever against the Cardinals. The Chicago Cardinals. Shy Park here in Philly, 1948, in a blizzard. And who scored the winning touchdown in a 7-0 victory? The plunge by the Hall of Famer Steve Van Buren, the Eagles winning that. By the way, first televised championship game in league history, John. Color commentator, Red Grange announced the
Eagles. No way.
Red, I looked it
I
up.
I never knew he did that.
I didn't either. Looked it up this morning. Red Grange announced the game. The Eagles won the championship. All right, let's go ahead. Let's go way, way ahead to 2017. Oh, another magical year. And this was a game, week five, when you started realizing, like, wow, I knew the Eagles are good, but they're really, really good. Because in week five, the Eagles, and you might remember, they had a stretch in October to November when they were just putting it on fools. And this was one of those type of destructions, 34-7 that day. Carson, I mean, maybe it was the best he's ever been. I don't know, but certainly that year was. Carson that day had four touchdowns, John. One to Trey Burton, one to Zach Ertz, one to Torrey Smith. He had like a 70-yarder to Nelson Aguilar. The Eagles just stomped the Cardinals that day, 34-7, as obviously they were on to greatness, and that team was on to a title. Then when I think of the Eagles and the Cardinals, and I think of, for me, and maybe for many of us, our favorite Eagles-Cardinals moment, I think back to 1992, the ultimate goal line stand, seven straight plays, seven straight times the Cards try to run it from the one-yard line. Seven straight times the Eagles stopped them. A couple penalties were in there, but it all went down like this.
Here's another third down. Chandler, this time, gives it off, and they stick Bailey. They stick him. What is this, the third goal? The hand of Gotti Bailey.
Listen, it's hard to imagine a greater goal line stand in the history of the National Football League. Now, have there been more important ones? Certainly. I mean, when Malcolm Butler intercepted that pass in the Super Bowl, it's more important for his team, the Patriots, won a Super Bowl. But it was seven straight plays. And the Eagles had a couple guys jumping off sides, not in a way that really impacted the play. They just happened to be off sides. But Joe Bugel of the Cardinals refused, John. He refused to pass the ball. His message to his team was, we will run the ball in. And Reggie and Clyde and Seth Joyner and all those guys up front were like, yeah, you're not going to. And seven straight times, the Eagles stuffed the Arizona Cardinals. Where I guess they were the Phoenix Cardinals.
Seth has a great quote about it, too. He says they could have run it 15 times in us and they wouldn't have gotten
right,
it.
Right, exactly. And by the way, why it was so important, other than just being cool and fun, Randall was struggling. And the Eagles only scored 7 points in that game. So it was a 7-3 win with seven straight stops at the one-yard line.
Unbelievable.
I never saw anything like it in my whole life. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a, let's call it a dip inside the bathtub time machine for this Friday morning. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John in Medford right now. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, John.
Hey, listen, I'd like to bring this up, Joe.
Yes.
I'm glad that you do what you do with your baseball uniform and all, because you know what it does?
What's that?
It takes guys like me, and it makes me less nervous, because I have butterflies in my stomach like I'm going to play in this damn game today. You know what I mean? I get nervous when we – because, like James said, we're going to hang on every and each and every pitch.
Yeah.
So let me run this by you real quick.
Sure.
A lot of people are talking about, when do we use Eflin? Now, you guys know that I'm a statistic guy. Now, if you look up Zach Eflin versus Goldschmidt and Arenado combined, they're 4-for-31 with only 2 extra base hits and no walks. So when Arenado and Goldschmidt and Arenado are looming, that's when Eflin comes in. I don't care if it's the 7th, the 8th, or the 9th. And I think that Rob Thompson has a pulse on what's going on. And I, because the other night when he put Eflin out there to close out that game, I was not surprised
all right,
at all.
So, John, it sounds like what you're saying is Rob Thompson should mix and match in this series and utilize Eflin whenever the middle of the lineup's coming up. It's not so much about an inning. It's about the circumstances of which batters are about to hit. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I mean, this is where you're – if we're nursing a lead, that's when you use him. We don't want to lose leads. We want to make sure we keep leads.
Yeah. No, I get you. All right, John, give me a big answer, man. Scene in a movie, transportation.
How about the bus in the movie Speed?
It's a great answer. I mean, listen, that's a – we'll call it a scene that goes on for about an hour. But the whole Speed, I mean, obviously, they cut away because you go into the bad – who's the bad guy?
It's a
Dennis
answer.
Hopper.
Dennis Hopper. But it's a huge answer, man. What was it, 55 miles
55.
An hour?
55.
I fell in love with Sandra Bullock in that
movie.
We
all did, man.
Everyone
Wildcat.
Did.
I mean, she
did.
Was just
– magnetic.
I was going to say – Girl Next Door, but yeah, magnetic
yeah,
works too.
I mean,
she was
way,
great,
yeah.
man. James, what do you got in there?
So it looks like playoff rosters are starting to come out. The Blue Jays just put theirs out, so we should have a Phillies playoff roster soon. We do have one lineup leak from today. Bob Nightingale tweeting out, Albert Pujols will be batting second today in the St. Louis Cardinals in their first postseason game at the Phillies, so I would assume we should have lineups rosters soon.
Do you guys think, because you know, sometimes you'll have some gamesmanship before, you know, like I remember in the 93 Stanley Cup, you remember when the Canadians coach wanted, Marty McSorley's stick check to see if it was, improper curve. You had the Yankee situation with the ump with George Brett's bat back in 1983 if there was too much pine tar. John, do you think the Phillies organization will ask for a performance-enhancing drug test of Albert Pujols this morning?
Should.
Has anybody, thought of that? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. I'm just saying, it's been a... And listen, I'm a Pujols fan, but it's been a curious surge of late. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. Inside the Game is next, plus more calls on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.